Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Conventional wisdom in Chesapeake Bay country holds that September is actually the best month for crabs. Now, after all, they've had all summer long to get happy, and supplies are never more abundant. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, what can you tell us about this bounty from the Bay?
I mean, it has been a good year. I think, you know, we always sometimes struggle with crabs, but we've had a lovely year, and the crabs that I've been eating have been heavy, you know, full of meat, and really delicious. I mean, I think they're amazing. And the picked crab that we're getting, I mean, I think the prices for hard crabs seem to be a little
very high.
Weird, but but picked crab, the pounds of crab meat seem to be good. And so in my mind, it's time to be making crab cakes, especially with Maryland tomatoes and corn out there. There's no reason why you shouldn't be putting crab cakes together on your table.
Do you have a philosophy about which kind of crab meat to use to make a good crab cake?
I've always been a stickler about the fact that crab cakes were originally claw meat. I mean, it's not really...
That's true.
You know, it's not really a... It was sort of a something that was made with the claw because nobody wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's evolved into this haute cuisine lump and jumbo lump. But of course, man, you know, how can you not enjoy the sight of this crab cake with these huge white jumbo lump pieces of meat just staring at you, held together by air, you know, as you want to dig into it?
Yeah, I think one of the best ideas I saw was you get the cheapest crab meat you have, and then you buy some lump to go with it.
Yeah,
because the cheap is the claw, and that actually I think has more flavor than
I love
the
claw meat, and I think the texture is unique. So what I always do is, whatever you choose to make as your crab mix, whether you're using mayonnaise and some other ingredients, or you're making your own aioli, which is what I always recommend, I always mix the crab cake. And the filler, you know, for me is always saltine crackers. I know that everybody has their own sort of, you know, take on it. But I always get my liquid together with my filler. Then I add my sort of claw slash lump meat, get the mix in, and then fold in a bunch of jumbo lump.
Right
at the end, so that all you see is like these big things studding, you know, the outside of the cake.
You don't want to overhandle the crab meat at
all.
Because it'll fall apart.
But the inexpensive stuff, it can take it a little bit. It's already small pieces anyway.
Now, I always thought that soft shell crabs must be a lot of fun for chefs to work with.
Yeah, I mean, and there's another big, you know, sort of argument there. Do you batter them and fry them, or do you just pan fry them? I mean, and I got to be honest, I don't think there's clarified butter. I mean, if that's if you've never made it or never done it, I mean, you should clarify some butter and use that as a frying medium. But I just literally love, there's that flour called Wondra, which is a very fine grind, quick dissolving, they call it, flour. I just barely coat my soft shell in that and pan fry it in clarified butter, and I'm good to go. I need nothing else but two slices of Martin's potato bread, a big slice of Maryland tomato, a little bit of lettuce, and some mayo, and I'm done. I mean, how can you not enjoy that sandwich?
You have to enjoy that, or you got to turn in your Maryland card.
That's right. And like I said, this time of year with corn and tomatoes, it's the best time to enjoy these crabs.
We're going
to
put some ideas on the website so you can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.